Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, y'all. Welcome to the Fantasy House Show. Shout out to everyone for listening to me today. I really appreciate you all so much. In a little bit, we're going to be bringing on Justin Keith. This individual is truly an amazing guy. I started watching a lot of what he does on TikTok, and he's done a lot of amazing work with the homeless and individuals that who are in need down, I believe, in the Atlanta area. We're going to bring him on shortly. I'm going to jump into track by Mr. Chris Brown, and then I'm going to bring our guests on and talk about the amazing things that he's been doing. First of all, thank you guys so much for all your support to the show and a lot of the projects that we have coming up. So I can't wait to talk about so much that we have in store. Be right back. Thank you so much for listening to me today.
But you, sweet baby, no one knows.
killer to screen their calls. Please say your name and the purpose of your call, and I'll try to connect you.
Trinity Hot Show.
Thanks. Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. At the tone, please record your message.
Hi. Hello?
Hey, Justin?
Yeah, this is he.
How you doing, man?
I'm amazing. How are you?
I'm great, man. Thank you, man, for taking time out, man, to talk with us today, man. We really appreciate you, brother.
Absolutely. You as well. Thank you.
So, man, tell me a little bit about, man, tell us a little bit about, man, how this whole thing came about, man, with you, man, wanting to help the homeless, man.
So, basically, even when I was a kid, like, as a child, I've always been a giver. Like, on my birthday or whatever the case may have been, anything I got for my birthday, I would give it back, honestly and truly. Like, if I got money, I would go find a homeless person and give it to them. And I have a giving. So, I'd rather buy things for other people. Like, not even just the less fortunate, even, like, my friends or family. I'd rather buy things for them than myself. I've always it's just engraved in me. And the reason I do it on social media is because I was thinking one day, I was like, all right. So, people interview, you know, rappers or anybody that's, you know, popular, they get interviewed. But when it comes to the homeless and the less fortunate, they don't have a voice. Like, and people just think they're lazy and it's just as easy as going to get a job, and it's not. So I just wanted to shed light to that and, you know, influence other people to help them.
Absolutely. My thing is that what touched me was that, man, you actually go out and you actually are one-on-one with them, man. Where did that inspiration come from? Because a lot of people wouldn't even go up to a homeless person. They would not even do what you're doing directly. They would find another way of giving to them.
Yep. Nah, so me, I just feel like we're all human, man. We're all human. I'm not better than anybody, so I have no, absolutely zero problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, helping the homeless or walking up to them, shaking their hand, like I get in their faces, like I'm right there. I have no problem with that. It's just, I don't know. It's the humble in me.
Right. I was very impressed by that, man, because, you know, and a lot of them are going through things. And a lot of them are going through mental things, you know, even physical. And a lot of people don't understand that. So I commend you on that, man, and just going directly there and helping them, man. What is it like, man, getting good response from those? I watch a lot of your stuff on TikTok and social media. What is that like, man, to see some of the good outcome that, you know, you're doing with them, man? And
man, it's overwhelming now because it's like I didn't expect it. And mind you, I don't do it for that or for the validation of people, but just to know how many people, like, I have millions of people behind me now. So it's like seeing the fact which that a lot of people like what I do. And really the biggest thing for me is influencing them to do the same thing. Like, I'm influencing a lot of people. Tell me all the time how, like, my videos made them, what they did today. They'll send me a DM like, hey, I saw a homeless person today. I gave them XYZ. Like, that, I love that. Like, it's just the fact that I'm inspiring other people to do the same thing.
You are, man. You are inspiring a lot of people, including myself, man. I do have a foundation, but I have not went actually out to a homeless person to hear. I find another channel way of getting to them. But another thing is that I like that you do, man, is that and you kind of find out how honest people are. Like when you're in a store or you ask, can you help me pay for this, and they actually don't. But sometimes it's about a risk. It's about being a risk taker. And yep. a lot of people aren't, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, what did that particular aspect come about, man, with that particular thing that you're doing with, you know, you're going out, you say, hey, can you help me pay for this? I forgot my wallet or what?
Right. So, basically, what I was doing, honest and true, that came from, like, with the homeless thing, a lot of people would be in my comments, like, do you help other people, too? Like, do I help people that just, like, outside of the homeless? Because at first, I was only, you know, recording helping the homeless, and then somebody was like, what about like the single moms or just the less fortunate people that aren't homeless but just need some help? I was like, I like that. All right. So the first thing I did, I just went in Walmart and I paid for an older lady's groceries. Like, I just did it. Like, I didn't do an experiment or anything. I just said, hey, I'm gonna pay for your groceries. She cried and everything. Like, that was a great feeling. But then from there, I said, hold on. I said, I can add some more entertainment to this. So there, I wanted to add a little, you know, controversy and entertainment. I said, all right. So with this, let me test some people, too. I said, all right, let me test and see who will buy something simple as a water bottle. That one went really big. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to test people and see who pays for this $1 water bottle. And as we saw, a lot of people, most people said no. Even the people that said no only had one item. The person that said yes was a single mom. She had two kids, and she had a cart full of groceries. She's the only one that said yes.
Isn't that something? It's ironic, man. But it's the world we live in. So, you
yep.
know, people, you know, and I can understand to some degree because I'm gonna give a good example. When I was at a fast food, you know, going Checkers, and a guy came up to me into my car and he said, I don't want any money for drugs, and he said, I just wanted something to eat. He said, I just wanted something. And I said, well, you know what? Tell the person in the window whatever you want, I'll pay for it. And he got out. He said, "I just want to hug you." And it made me look differently because I'm used to people. I give their money to, and they go, you know, do otherwise with it. But this particular individual just wanted something to eat. He didn't want the money. He said, "I just want something to eat." So it made me look at things differently. So I think are you still 22 or are you older?
I'm 22. Nah, I'm 22. I'll be 22 till November 26th.
God bless you, man. You inspired me, man, to look differently, man, at certain things, man, because I watch how you were at the gas station and whole. I really
yep.
follow you, man, and you are truly yes, so to others, man.
You really don't
know, man. So, I commend you on what that you're doing, man.
Thanks.
So, I mean, what advice do you have for other people, man, that, you know, to choose them to actually help the homeless or help those who are in need?
Yeah. So it's basically like, don't judge anybody by their, judge anybody by the looks or what you see. Like me, I purposely go in the store. I'm always put together. Like, I always, like, when I do the asking people for something, I'm always put together. So the thing is, you can't judge people by what they have on. Like, just because I have whatever on does not mean, you know what I mean, anything. It's like, help whoever. Just be nice to people. It's easy to be nice. And honestly and truly, if putting a smile on somebody's face costs a $2 water bottle, do it. Just do it. Like, it's trust me, your blessings will come back tenfold every time. You just got to look out for people. We have to look out for one another. Like, we're all here to take care of each other. Like, there's not 7 billion of us here just for us to act as individuals and take care of ourselves. No, you got to look out for each other.
Absolutely. I was watching an episode on social media where you were a convenience store. You were outside. You had those shoes on, and you're walking. And you asked different people. And the thing that caught my eye was there was a cop that walked past you, asked
yep.
him for money,
uh-huh.
and he said no, knowing that he had the
he
money.
Said no.
So it's like they don't even care about homeless
nope.
people. You know what I'm saying? So, man. Listen, man, keep up what you're doing, man. You're doing an amazing job, Keith, man. And
thanks.
Hopefully, when I come down to Atlanta, man, I would love to network with you, man.
Yeah.
Work with you, man. Assist.
Oh, definitely.
With,
you come, let me
with
know.
Your whole movement, man.
Yeah, when you come, let me know for sure. I got you.
That's what I'm gonna bring me on the show. We're gonna come down, man, and let's try to help with more homeless than you know, the ashes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. For Absolutely, sure.
Man.
Like yeah.
So we keep man, I'm not gonna keep you long, man. But I appreciate you, man, for taking time out, man, and continue to
sure.
do what you're doing, man, and do you up the good work, man. God bless you, man. Any shout outs, man, anything you wanna do before I let you go, man?
Yeah, boom. So shout out to my team. Of course, like guys that y'all don't see. Like, I have a camera crew. I have a manager. Like, shout out to everybody behind the scenes that makes this stuff, makes this whole show operate. You know what I'm saying? And anybody, like, I don't know if you're going to put my socials in there, but, of course, like, anybody wants to, you know, look at my work. It's GlowJays on Instagram. So it's GlowJays. And that's it.
Absolutely, man. Keith, man, Jason, man, it was my pleasure, man. And listen, man, can't just be your last visit, man. You got to come back by, man, anytime, man. You're more than welcome, man. You're a friend to the show, man.
Oh.
God bless you, man.
You're in New York, right?
Yes, I'm in New York.
Are you in New York? I might fly there Friday. I'm thinking about probably fly there Friday.
Well, man, listen, if you're ever in town, man, let me know, man. We'll definitely link up, man, and we'll work on
it. Oh, for sure.
All right?
Got you,
right,
man.
Nice.
Let's do it.
Thanks. All right, man. You be blessed, man.
You too. Bye.
Shout out to Justin Keith, man. Make sure you guys check him out on the social medias, man. See the amazing work that he's doing. I'm going to jump into a track, and I'll be right back.
Oh, Lord. Justin made another one.
Huh? Pack in the mail, it's gone. She like I smell cologne.
Yeah.
I just signed a deal, I'm on.
Yeah, yeah.
I go where I want,
good.
Play if you want, let's do it.
Huh.
I'm a young CEO, sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The first nigga play, I'ma body a nigga. I just check my balance, I probably pull up to your hood and come buy me a nigga.
No cap.
You know that your hoe told you that nigga crazy. Don't think that she lied to you, nigga.
Bitch.
Get caught with your hoe and I'm popping them both. Now they hot just like Bobby and Whitney. Say I'm the GOAT, act like I don't know, but fuck it, I'm obviously winning. Don't make me go hit the bank, take out 100 to show you our pockets is different. I'm out with your bitch and I only want knowledge, she got a little mileage, I'm chillin'. You disrespect me and I beat your ass up all in front of your partners and children. I'm the type to let niggas think that I'm broke until I pop out with a million. And take 20K and put that on your head and make one of your partners come kill you.
Yeah.
Stay fucking with me, then he gotta grow up, cause this nigga gotta be
kid.
This shit can't fit in my pocket, I got it, like I hit the lottery, nigga. I slap the shit out of nigga, no talking, I don't like to argue with nigga.
I don't.
Ain't gonna be no more laughing, you see me whip out, cause I'm gonna be the shot me a nigga.
No cap.
I don't follow no bitches on IG, but all of your bitches, they following nigga. And that little nigga ain't gonna shoot shit with that gun, he just pull it out in his picture.
Bitch.
Huh. Huh? Pack in the mail, it's gone. She like I smell cologne.
Yeah.
I just signed a deal, I'm on.
Yeah, yeah.
I go where I want,
good.
Play if you want, let's do it.
Huh.
I'm a young CEO, sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Huh? Pack in the mail, it's gone. She like I smell cologne.
Yeah.
I just signed a deal, I'm on.
Yeah, yeah.
I go where I want,
good.
Play if you want, let's do it.
Huh.
I'm a young CEO, sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Talking about shit, I'ma pop that. Got like 32,000 in one of my pockets. The other one, that's where the Glock at.
Glock.
You little nigga wanna be in that gangsta, man. Tell all these little niggas stop that.
Ah.
Be the burnt me a nigga in front of the store where your mammy and grandmama shop at.
Bitch.
I've died on a whole nother wave on these niggas. Let's see one of these little niggas top that. I've turned a nigga into a convertible. Push me a little nigga top back. Her boyfriend be hating and calling the groupie just cause she like all my music. She just send me a text and to delete the message. She trying to find out it's confused. I don't know what these niggas thinking about. Use the brain on your head for you lose.
Bitch.
I pull up after school and I teach you some shit.
Tell your bro I'm a motherfucking tutor.
Remember, I used to cheat off a pretty bitch test.
All the teachers, they thought I was stupid.
Uh-huh.
Was expecting a box to pull up on the truck. Man, this nigga pulled up on a scooter.
Fuck.
Huh?
Hello.
Packing
please
the mail,
name
it's gone.
She
like I smell cologne.
Yeah.
I just signed a deal, I'm on.
Yeah, yeah.
I go where I want,
good.
Play if you want, let's do it.
Huh.
I'm a young CEO, sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Huh? Packing the mail, it's gone. She like I smell cologne.
Yeah.
I just signed a deal, I'm on.
Yeah, yeah.
I go where I want,
good.
Play if you want, let's do it.
Huh.
I'm a young CEO, sure.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking about taking it out.
For what?
It's hard to pop shit with my grill in.
Huh?
I can't let it fuck up my flow. Let these little niggas run up the score and I still win.
Huh?
I saw her, I'm that nigga without.
Let's go.
He touched me, he gon' die on the scene. I'ma pay me a lawyer, sit in the couch.
Yeah.
You ain't built how I'm built. They ain't seen what I seen. I don't want any niggas around. Ain't a nigga alive to take credit for.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Happy Wednesday hump day to everybody. I'll just say the weather is nice here in New York, despite what's going on out here in the world. Nevertheless, let's still continue to live our lives the best we know how. Let's try to remain safe, remain humbled. Let's make the best of it. Thank you guys so much for listening and tuning in to Timothy Hall Show, airing on your Power 93.4 FM, your iHeartRadio, and on your Blog Talk Radio Network. Appreciate you guys so much. There's so much in the works. And ladies and gentlemen, this is our 15th season So please be on the lookout for So Much. The show is getting ready to go on the road soon. I'm going to announce it So Much with the show. If you missed it, you missed the amazing interview with Justin Keith, man. This guy's a philanthropist, man, and he does so much with the homeless and with needy families, man. So make sure you guys support this young man, man. He'll be 22, actually, man, and he's doing amazing work for a man, for a 22-year-old, man. So we appreciate him. Nevertheless, let's jump, you know, I didn't do a story on the entire Will Smith issue and no less significant. I kind of didn't want to stay away from that. So, nevertheless, much support with that situation. We've been losing a lot of people lately in the entertainment industry, the actors and actors and entertainers. So much support and goes out to their families. We really support those individuals. Nevertheless, new music coming up for the show. New giveaways coming up, new concerts. We just gave away earlier show. We gave away tickets to the old school jams over at the Beacon Theater. So make sure you guys continue to listen to our session on the iHeartRadio podcast network. To listening to the guest DJ Rates, who's going to be giving away tickets to the old school festival, old school show with I believe the Stylistics and the Emotions. I'm trying to think of the top of my head. So make sure you guys tune in to get your tickets. It's going to be an amazing show. I believe I was told that the Manhattans are not a part of the show. I'm not 100% sure. I heard that that's an error on the promotional side of it. So make sure you guys get your tickets regardless of emotion. So many amazing talents that's going to be a part of that of the 70s. So I encourage you to get your tickets at Ticketmaster, or you can listen and get your tickets. The phone lines are open, 563-999-3611. Call in, whatever you want to talk about, whatever it is, the questions, the phone line is open to you. So call in for some requests, whatever that you want to hear. I'm going to drop it to an amazing track. Let's go all the way back to the early 90s with Desiree. You got to be an amazing song that I love. It's fishing today. It's timeless. Let's hop into Jack of Miss Desi, What You Gotta Be, and I'll be right back on the Timothy Hot Show.
What the future holds. Try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counting. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard. You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool. You gotta be calm, you gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. Herald what your mother said, read the book your father read. Trying to solve the puzzles in your own sweet time. Some may have more cash than you, others take a different view. My, oh my. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard. You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool. You gotta be calm. You gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. If you
House of Love Unlimited for that particular track. Hot stepping, hip dressing fellow. Sorry. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate you. It feels so good to be back on the air for my accents. So much was going on with me personally, but nevertheless, glad to be back on air. We'll be back on soon as so many amazing guests coming up there are in the works. So I got all your requests. And for future requests, please, timothyhotshow@gmail.com. For more information on today's show and for future guests for requests, for a song request or interview request, TimothyHotshow@gmail.com for more information about that. And we look forward to answering your questions. And because there is no us without you guys for tuning in to us, and we wouldn't have been around for this long. Make sure you guys can always check out the episodes on YouTube, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music. You can check the show out if you do miss the show. What an amazing show today. I appreciate you guys so much listening and tuning in. So much in the works again for today's episode. TimothyHotshow@gmail.com for more information on today's episode. Check out the show website, our social media for more information. I'll be posting, my team will be posting up information on our social media about today's episode. And nevertheless, if you please, if you see someone need and you're able to help them, please assist. We need a lot of people out here to help. I understand we're going through so much, but there's always someone doing a lot worse than you are. And it's really, you feel good about yourself and it makes it this. So trust me, your best will come back around 10 times better if you just take the time to help an individual. So Justin Keith, man, I appreciate you. I appreciate Gutter TV for making it all possible, for having me on the show today. I appreciate you guys. Peggy, my segment producer, for making it happen. Jason, of course. All of my team here at Timothy House, I feel like they say I do, but I feel like I'll never give them enough credit here. So everybody at iHeart and Amazon, all you guys for supporting the show and keeping us around and just promoting us, and all the social media, all of my team here, Jason, Peggy again, Errol, and Jake, and all of us that are here at the show, appreciate you guys so much for and helping continue this wonderful journey that we're on. I'm going to leave you with Kenny Rogers by request. And I'll see you tomorrow, right here, same time, Power 3.4 FM on iHeartRadio on your Boss Radio Network. Staying here tomorrow, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. I appreciate you guys. Love you. Stay up. Stay strong. Stay positive. Stay peaceful. Stay humbled. Stay blessed. Peace.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner, and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em, when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, know when to...
It's beautiful.